Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Everyone, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much for listening. Yes, yes, I took last weekend off. It was Memorial Day weekend, and I took the weekend off. So we are back live on Reality Spirituality, which is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Who is this Rebecca Lynn Norrington? Who is she? Who is she? What kind of show is this? Well, I'm glad you asked. This, I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. Yes, and it is, and I am a work in progress, people. Let me tell you something. About a week and a half ago, if you've listened to the show, you know my number one and only son is called in from time to time, and it's interesting because he came to visit me. I haven't seen him in about 8 months. And he came to visit me about a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago now. Actually, it's 2 weeks ago now. And let me tell you something. Who else can challenge you but the ones that you love, right? In fact, the people that you say that you love and the people that you confess your love to are the same people that provide the opportunity for the optimal growth. These people, let me just start off. Let me just start really quick. These people that you say bother you, push your buttons, make you angry, hurt your feelings, make you mad, or are so frustrating, I don't care if they're your loved ones, or if there's strangers on the street, acquaintances. I'm sorry, folks. Put your seatbelt on. But it's always your fault. Your feelings are your responsibility. And if you want to talk, listen. Your feelings are your responsibility, and that is the truth. This wanting somebody else to be different, or wanting somebody else to change, and then you say you love them. Mm-hmm. We're going to get right into it. But you know what? I can't get right into it because I promised the first what's in the news. We're doing the what's in the news topic, right? Right at the start of the show. And I also want to share with the people that don't listen to the whole show just who the heck I am and where you can find me. I am available for weekend seminars, weekend retreats, talks. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. You can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, Instagram, Reality Spirituality, Facebook, Reality Spirituality. You got to get the sales stuff in first. I am not a salesperson, my dear audience. And the number to call and reach me live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619 if you want to speak with me live. And I want to start off with, you know, we so many do-gooders out there. And let me, if you really want to know what bothers me from time to time when I'm not in my full acceptance mode, when I'm not fully conscious and I let my ego take over and I let my ego decide and let my ego focus on whatever it's going to focus on, and it's usually a problem, right? Let me tell you something. If there is a problem or a challenge in your life, trust me, your ego believes that it's serious. Your ego believes that it's important. Your ego is the one with the hurt feelings, not the real you. But I digress. Back to changing the world. You people that say you want to inspire, motivate, change the world, find fault with things in the world, have causes. You want to change the world. You want to really change the world. Change yourself. When you emit a different vibration, when you elevate your vibration, when you are conscious in every moment, and you are aware of what you're saying, what you're doing, the energy that you are giving out in every single moment, trust me, you are changing the world without leaving the house. It's so interesting how the world is pointing their fingers out. You have to change. This has to be different. Point, 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 point. The blame game is out there live and well, people, live and well. The blame game that people play, I'm telling you, it's not your circumstances. It's not the relationship you do or you don't have. It's not who won the election or the price of gas or the weather in the news. It's not Roseanne Barr's comments. It's not your health or the aches and pains in life. It's not money. It's not how you look or how much you weigh. It's not your children. It's not your parents. Your happiness, your inner peace depends on what you practice on a daily basis. It depends on what you practice on a daily basis. You want to feel different during any challenging moment? You can. You just look in the mirror, take responsibility, and change your perspective. Change how you're looking at whatever issue is challenging you. Look at it with different eyes. I know I'm yelling at you. I'm sorry to yell at you so early in the show. I'm begging you, please, elevate your consciousness. Grow. If you are still bothered, let me tell you something. If you listen to the show, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and I had my dear friend call in. We've never met, but we've known each other through the internet. You know how these internet friendships, now I don't want to say internet friendships. I'm talking about just relationships that you form over the internet, people that you meet over the internet, and you really haven't even met them yet. You know, we've got a lot of those now, right? People that you connect to, people that you form friendships with online. You know the kind of people I'm talking about. Those people that you connect with. If you listen to the show a couple weeks ago, I know I don't usually recap, but it was interesting because we're talking about the power of words. And this is something else that just drives me crazier than I already am. It drives me crazier. Words are not powerful, folks. And if the words are powerful to you, if there is a word that is bothering you or pushes your buttons, I'm telling you, the only way to be free, see, freedom is a state of mind. You can be in a jail cell and still be free. So these words I'm telling you right now, and the only reason why I'm bringing this topic up is because this week it happened again. I'm in a restaurant. I'm having breakfast. And, I live in a really small town, so, listen, there's not a lot of really good places to have breakfast, but I found one nice little spot, and you get to know the waitress. And so I'm having a conversation. You know, I've seen her a couple of times, and we've chatted a couple of times. And I don't even know how it started. I don't know the beginning, the exact beginning of it, but she was talking to me about one of her, something happened to her, and she was out camping, and somebody that she didn't know said the word retard. and they said it what well they said it in a way, you know, it was like it was name calling to one of their friends. They said, "Oh, you're really a retard. What are you retarded?" That word. And so she was telling me the story how it bothered her. And I said, "Well, wait a minute." She says, "When I'm around, people know that they can't use that word in my presence." And I said, "Well, what do you do? She says, "I tell them that that word is hateful, that word is bullying." I'm using her words now. That word is a bullying word. That word is insulting. I mean, that word retard. I mean, she went from being this carefree, friendly waitress into this really bothered, angered because of a word that a stranger used to describe one of his friends. Now, and I said, "Wow, that word really bothers you." And she says, "Yes, it does." She said, and then she went to tell the story. I don't know if it was a family member or somebody that was close to her that was retarded, and this person was bullied when they were younger. Now, I'm from a different generation. I have to be at least 10 years older than this woman. And I'm from a generation where, and I do actually have a relative that was born mentally retarded. And so that word retarded was just a description. It was a description used as, like, the sky is blue. And so what has happened is that these words have developed so much power over people, over individuals, that the word itself is a trigger. But I'm here to tell you that the word itself doesn't have to be a trigger. And the only reason why I'm asking you to practice letting go of having words being powerful is because you're going to be freer and you're going to have more peace when you do. If you're, and I said, you know, I'm a little bit older, and I was raised in a time where, listen, all you youngsters out there, go to YouTube and look up All in the Family. And that show All in the Family, not only All in the Family, but I believe it was The Jeffersons. I mean, these television shows, was it in the 70s? Yeah, it had to be in the 70s. Was using words, so many words that would not even be allowed on television now. So what has happened? What has happened? What has happened is, in my humble view, is that more and more people are pointing outward and looking at someone else and something else and some cause to make them feel better or feel good. Let me just get back to my waitress friend. She told me that she doesn't, in other words, if anybody uses that word, retard, that she will let them know, whether it's a friend or all of her family members know not to use that word around her. But what really is that behavior when you look at somebody and you tell them to stop behaving or saying a word that bothers you? I know the topic is what love has to do with it, and we're going to get to that in a second. It's like if people in the world did not, anyway, I'm digressing into thinking if people in the world allow, you know, let go of these words being powerful and not being moved and bringing the responsibility back to self to feel good or not, it would be a different place. But listen, I know everything is in order. Back to the woman. What I told her was, you know that word, retard. I said, it's important to you. And that word has a charge. I like to use the word charge. That word charges you. It doesn't have the same effect or the same meaning or the same feeling to everybody else. So people, I just want to let you know that there are some words that are powerful to you, but in the bigger picture, what is important to you and what bothers you doesn't bother everybody else, including somebody that is retarded and is being called a retard. I mean, I'm just saying, I know it sounds odd and crazy and way out there, but this giving the power to words is really giving up your power. And if there are words that, listen, I remember when I was in high school, my father never even used a curse word. He thought that people that used curse words were the lowest of the lowlifes of the world, anybody that would have to resort to using curse words. In fact, talked about in the news, let me just throw a name out, whatever. Do you know there was one of the biggest campaigns of Bill Cosby was to call the different comedians. I know he called Eddie Murphy personally. I know he spoke with Richard Pryor personally. I mean, the stories are in they're the famous stories about these comedians who used all of this foul language, these four-letter words from, I don't remember the beginning. Was it Lenny Bruce that started the foul words? I don't really know because my history is not really up to par. But I do remember Bill Cosby calling these people, these comedians, and saying, you don't have to do stand-up comedy using these curse words. I mean, and he would make a judgment about these other people and the words they used. And I don't have to tell you this, Bill Cosby's fate, or not fate, but a resume, bio. I mean, how many women did he drug and rape? Excuse me? So you see what I'm talking about, this stance. I'm sorry to yell at you, my dear audience. I get really passionate. Let me calm it all the way down, because as my son told me, he says, you know, Mom, people don't always hear your words when you're yelling at them. Good point. All I would like or would suggest is that if there is a word or words that really bother you, and you're in your 20s or your 30s, and you're now 50, 40, and you're 10 years out, 20 years out, and that word still bothers you, those words still bother you, isn't it time to do something different? Isn't it time to make a change? Isn't it time to be free of anything that quite frankly, let me just say this, that has the illusion of bothering you. Because in reality, it's not bothering God. It's not when I say God, it's not bothering your inner being. It's bothering that ego. The ego wants you to be bothered by a lot of things. The state of the world, the state of your life, the state of your family, of a lot of things. All of that is coming from the mind and that endless chatter of something's wrong, something needs to be changed. Again, you want the world to change, change yourself. Now, let's go back to what's in the news. Roseanne Barr, and let me tell you something. I never even was a fan of her comedy when she first came out, but I really wasn't a fan of the television show. But there was they brought the show back. I think there were, 10, 15 cast members coming back, brand new show. And this woman sends out a tweet about, I believe she was it was a tweet about a monkey or some kind of animal mating with something else, and she said and it is, and she actually said it was one of the ex-presidents, Obama's aides, and she was basically calling somebody a name or insulting her on purpose on Twitter. Now, for that, in this climate, and I'm telling you, I've lived so many decades. Listen, I'm not 110, but I am close to 100. In this time and age, I have never seen the sensibility of people and the sensibility of the world that she was actually canceled, her show was canceled because of words that were used. Now, I'm here to tell you, I got my left hand up, I'm about to testify, I'm here to tell you that I don't care what words you use, people. If you're in my circle, I don't care what words you use, but I do pay attention to your behavior, and I do pay attention to your actions, and I do pay attention to how you treat, how about this, how you treat yourself and how you treat others. Let's get to today's topic, because we're right on point with that. And the topic is what does love have to do with it? Yes, I know, Ike and Tina Turner. What does love? No, that's not Ike and Tina Turner. That's just Tina Turner. What does love have to do with it? Now, for all of my dear people out there who have loved ones, family members, husband, wives, partners, whatever, anybody that you say that you care about, anyone that you say you care about, anyone that you say that you love, and you look at them, and not only you look at them, but you even you open your mouth and you say that you would like them to change, or can't you be more considerate? Can you be more helpful? Can you be more can you be more generous? Whatever it is that you want somebody else to do. Getting back to my waitress friend wanting a stranger to not use the word retard. Well, that really doesn't count because she's not in love with a stranger. But anyway, you're understanding the point. Anytime you look and you want somebody else to change, or you make a judgment on somebody else's lifestyle, on what somebody else is saying, what somebody else is doing, I'm telling you right now, all that is trying to control. Trying to control your environment, trying to control another person by either being bold, loud, don't use this language around me, don't say those words around me. All it is a form of control. And why, I'm just talking for myself, I know why I try to control other people. I know why I try to control my family or control my mother, my father, my son, my ex-husband. I know why I tried to do it. I tried to control other people. I tried to tell them what to do. Oh, Jesus, do I have to admit this out loud? Please don't listen. To make myself feel better. The only reason why words bother, and then the big statement of, I don't want you to say that anymore, I don't want you to behave like that anymore, always comes back to, I think if somebody else changes or somebody else doesn't use the word. In fact, one of the things that my little waitress friend said, she says, they know not to use that word around me. I know if I'm in the room, nobody's going to use that word retard around me. And then I even asked her this question. I said, so they're not going to use that word around you. Do you think that you're able to stop somebody from using the word at all? These words that supposedly hurt, that's not even true. These words that hurt your feelings, or you say that they hurt your feelings. You see why I don't have any friends, my dear audience? You see why I don't have any friends? Who wants to be friends with somebody who says it's all your fault? I'm good. I'm good, audience. What was my point? Oh, do you think that you're able to stop those people from the way they think, from the way they talk, when you're not in their presence? Do you see, and the thing is, this stopping somebody or telling or making a statement, not and trying to control somebody else and their behavior, is a Band-Aid. You might feel, no, not you. Your ego will feel a sense of, I made them shut up. I made them stop their behavior. But in reality, it's like eating junk food, people. It's not satisfying. It's not going to stick. It's not going to stay. It's not going to change the world. The only way the world changes and the only way you are going to feel free and at more peace, not by stopping or attempting to stop these people from their behavior, but is to grow to a point where the words have no power over you. Anything that is bothering you has power over you, and anything that is bothering you not only has power, but is subtracting from your happiness and from your freedom. You cannot be free. And we're all born free. You cannot be free if you allow words to dictate how you feel, if you allow people to dictate how you feel. Who is more powerful? I always ask this question. The person that is bothered by words that someone else says or does? Or not. Now, you don't have to agree. You don't have to buy into it. Trust me. I know I'm in a minority here, a big minority. But I'm actually pleading with you, and it's only because I was there too. Somebody could tell me that I look tired, and it would ruin my day. 30 years ago, 20 years ago. It would ruin my day because of what people would say. And so when you really get to a point where your happiness, your peace and your happiness is a priority, is your priority, then you are going to start practicing things that will add to your peace and eliminating things that will subtract, that subtract from your peace and your happiness. I'm telling you, it's the only way to go. It's the only way to go. I'm trying to come up with a visual. It's like you have a bucket, one of those big buckets, one of those big plastic buckets, you know, those big paint buckets. And it's filled with water, and you throw a cup of sand in it. Now the water is dirty. So what I'm saying is, all of this stuff, all of these, this dirt, this junk that I used to believe was the truth, that people could hurt my feelings and that words were possible. Eventually, when I practiced and I started to really get to a point where, gee, they can say whatever they want. I mean, I've had people curse me out to my face, call me all kinds of names, all kinds of names. And this was just months ago. If you listen to the show, you remember my neighbor. The words are never personal. But as soon as you take a word personally, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be an issue. It's going to be able to have power over you. Anytime somebody is saying something to you, even if they're using your name, even if they're calling you the worst possible name on the planet, it doesn't have to affect you at all. I don't care if you're talking about your mother or your only son. The only reason why people look at someone else and offer suggestions of change is because they think that if somebody else changes or somebody else does something different, they're going to feel better. There was a place that I used to, it was an arrogant place that I thought, and you might think that I'm arrogant still to this day, and that's okay. But there was a place that I used to think that I knew what was best for someone else, or I knew what was best for this world, or I knew what was best for the country. I knew what was best for society. Oh, it's the best if we're all recycling, right? It's the best if we're all, I'm trying to think of some other, we don't wear fur, right? I'm just trying to come up with some causes. The causes is another thing. Listen, I'm not saying don't have your cause. I'm not saying don't do what you're inspired to do. But know that this place of peace, contentment, happiness comes from nothing out there. The people that win the lottery, I know you've heard stories, people that win the lottery, there's so many stories about it. If you're miserable now, you're going to be miserable with $500 million. It's nothing to do, it has nothing to do with any external circumstances, regardless of what it is. I'm just trying to tell you something. There is a big difference between loving somebody and trying to control someone. Loving somebody and trying to control someone. And anytime you're trying to control what anybody else is doing, you are always subtracting. I don't care how it feels. I don't care what you're saying. You are always subtracting from your own peace and your own happiness. That's why I had to let go of trying to control anybody or anything outside of myself. The struggle is always internal. All of the suffering, all of your suffering comes from thinking that something needs to be different than what is actually happening. The truth is this vibration, and I'm talking about, you know, we're all energy. We're all energy, and energy cannot be created or destroyed. And all energy has a vibration to it. And so it really depends on what you're vibrating in any moment. So this vibration of satisfaction is real. This vibration of peace and contentment is real. And this vibration of something's wrong, something needs to be changed is real. When I say is real, you can feel the difference. You can feel when you're vibrating a vibration of connectiveness with the world. I guarantee if you're not satisfied with this present moment, you will not be satisfied with any future moment as well, because the ego, I'm telling you folks, the ego is tricky. And the more you practice eliminating these things, and I'm going to just go through, for my new listeners, I'm just going to go through the list really quick. When you start eliminating these things that actually subtract from your happiness, and you can't do them all at once, it's a homework assignment that is going to last forever. it's a class that is never going to end, the class of life. But when you start practicing eliminating what subtracts from your happiness and start practicing what adds to your happiness and your peace, I'm telling you, with anything else, or LeBron James, with anything else, with practice, you can be the best. You can master. You can get to a place where, wow, that word retard doesn't bother me anymore. Or fill in whatever word you want to use. That word doesn't have any power over me. Guess what? You will be freer. You will be more, you will be at peace. You will be happier. You will be lighter. You will vibrate a different vibration. Here we go. All of the things that subtract from your happiness, I'm just going to run through them quickly. All expectations subtract from happiness. Giving power to words, being critical, labeling anything good or bad, worrying about anything. All worrying subtracts from happiness. You can't be happy and worry at the same time. And I've always said this, all worrying is a lack of trust. See, we always come back to looking in the mirror. We always come back to looking in the mirror and making a change or practicing something different. Taking anything personally always subtracts from your happiness. Trying to control any one place or thing. Blaming anybody else for how you're feeling. Blaming anybody else or any situation or anything in this world for how you're feeling. Preferences. Now, that's a real tricky one, especially now that, listen to the show, I'm a big sports fan. So now we have the NBA Finals coming up, and having a preference. Luckily, I don't care who wins this particular round. But that having a preference to anything, preferences always subtract from your happiness. You know that. If you prefer it to be hot and it's freezing outside, how are you feeling? Living in the future, living in the past, having any judgments that anything is right or wrong, complaining, taking anything seriously, comparing yourself with anyone else, having attachments. That's a good one. Having attachments, all attachments. And that could even be an attachment to not only a person, a place, or a thing, or attached to an outcome. Now, quickly, what adds to your happiness? Practice adding this to your behaviors on a daily basis, and you will be happier. Stay out of other people's business. Choose your focus. Practice. When I say practice, what I'm saying is this happiness is a skill, people. It's a skill that you develop. Choose your perspective. Let it go and let it flow. Trust. Trust in the energy that creates worlds. Trust that everything is in order. Trust that there are no mistakes ever made. Allow this life to unfold. Allow the moments to unfold without resistance. This is a tough one. Being okay with uncertainty. That means no plans, no goals, no nothing. I'm okay. I'm good. Letting it flow. Surprised in every moment. Living consciously. That means living, being aware of what you're saying, what energy you're emitting. Surrendering to what is. Those things practice will bring you more peace. When you give other people the power over how you feel, you are actually giving over your power. Any questions? I have a few people in the queue, but nobody wants to. If you want to speak with me live, just press the number 1. And if you have a question, I'm always available to answer. Now, you know the interesting thing is, if you are bothered or annoyed or don't agree with anything that I've said or if something's pushed your buttons, know know that it's not me. Know that it's something that is a clue. It's a clue for you to dig deep, look in the mirror, and find out what that is. Because you don't want me to be the reason for your annoyance or being bothered, do you? Who am I? Nobody. Don't let me bother you. Don't think that what I'm doing is I need to adjust it. It's really important to let go of all the things that you were programmed to believe, of all the things that you were programmed to believe are serious, important, powerful. You know that you are growing, and growing, the more you grow, the more freedom you're going to have, the more peace you're going to have. And when I say grow, I mean to grow into that person that you were born to be. Nothing that you need to do. I don't mean born to be. I mean you were born. You were not born having these buttons. You have so much power, but it's up to you to use it. It's up to you to stop blaming. It's up to you to own it. It's up to you to practice. And if you don't, that's okay too. But when you make a commitment and you say you really want to be happier, who doesn't want to be happier? Some people don't. If you want to be happier, but I see what you're doing and I see what you're practicing and words can still bother you, then all I have to say is you really don't want to be happier that bad. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Instagram is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel, yay, I have a few new videos up. I cannot believe, and no, I don't watch my own videos. this getting older thing, wow. I remember a time when I didn't have to dye my hair every 6 weeks. I remember a time when, And that's one of the things that's one of my big challenges is acceptance of getting older. Lord have mercy. Reality is Spirituality. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on Amazon or Lulu, that's LULU.com. My second book, Program for Happiness, is a work in progress, and it is a programming, people. It is a programming that you have received. Programming of beliefs, check and double check that programming and just ask yourself, is this something that I really believe or is it a program belief? All program beliefs, all beliefs that are man-made have the power and have the ability to take you to a place that doesn't feel too good. This programming is powerful. This programming is real. I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always evolving. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Love is not controlling someone else or the circumstances. be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, the truth about happiness. Did I go over what's love have to do with it? Yes, I did, because if you love, I just have to throw this in, if you love somebody but you want them to be different, that's called love with strings attached. That's not love. That's trying to control. I just had to say it again. All right, Reality Spirituality. Have a great week. Later, alligators.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Get down.
Bring up the spirituality.